Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
I just said good morning to Sandra and everyone.
Okay. All right, good morning, Miss Adonia. Mr. Rome Rome, Baltimore's own. All right, Queen Renee. All right. Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Build Exclusively with Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Obviously, I am not him, okay? But I am Grace Sanders and about to get started. Before we get started with the call, I know Deanna will be on. She was having a little technical difficulties, but she'll be back on. Two things I want to discuss with you as always. Let me go and get my link together. The conference, listen, let me tell you something. This conference is nothing to be played with. This conference is nothing to be played with. The Exploring Alignment Conference. I was just on the phone with Antonio. He was like, I don't understand y'all. All these things, he said, these are things that you never heard him say before. And he said, all of the problems that we have, he's going to be discussing. And he said, I don't know why y'all don't jump on this like Jerome did. that is what he said. Not my words. Yes. He said, he don't understand it. He's not bad. He just don't understand. Come on and jump on this. Okay. Even if you can't make it during the allotted time, you'll still get the recording forever. Okay. And you want to get it now at 49, as opposed to the day of and after when it's 97. Now, of course, again, we don't mind if you want to pay 97, you can't. But come on, get it now. Get your tickets now so that you can be in the place. It's online so that no matter where you live in the world, you'll be able to get on and attend the conference. It's all new information that you've never heard from him. And he said, he didn't say it probably is. He said, y'all not understand this because you hadn't read You had red pathfinder. I said, okay, all right. If you read pathfinder, you understand. For those of us who are part of pathfinder, okay. So get your tickets for that. Get your tickets for that. The other thing, we're gonna continue talk about the conference all throughout the call. The other thing, and Romy Rome, Baltimore's own, he did it one day, and he was trying to tell y'all, okay, don't sleep on this either. These ATS leads, don't sleep on them, okay? Do not sleep on these ATS leads. I'm getting the link for that too, so we put that in there. And I'm telling you, it's really good. Hold on, ATS. Y'all know I can't do two things at one time. ATS leads. There we go. So with the ATS leads, I'm telling you all that it is really good. You don't want to miss out on these ATS leads. Antonio is saying, when I was talking to him, he said, hey, let him know Rhino Leg is officially launched. And he said, if we were him, he wouldn't come into Rhino Leg without any leads. That's dumb. Y'all know how he talked. That's not my words. That's his. He said, if I were you, I wouldn't come into Rhino Leg without any leads. And he said, he officially, you know, really puts out Rhino Leg, he said, it's going to be invite only. Y'all remember Clubhouse? When you had if people got in, you could only get in if a friend invited you. He said, it's the same way. It's going to be like that. He said he's grown an unstable company before. He's learned from that. He's not doing that again. So it's going to be invite only. So you want to make sure, and I'm talking about ATS leads, because not only do you get high customizable leads for your business, but when you get ATS leads, your grandfather into Rhino Leg. So who wouldn't want to do that? Okay. Once you do that, your grandfather into Rhino Leg. And so, hey, you can't beat that. Okay. Renee gonna know what I'm talking about, because it was a rhyme. Somebody said, you can't beat that with a bat, you know? See, Renee already knew what I'm doing. So make sure you get your tickets to the Exploring Alignment Conference. I'm gonna put that out because we just had some people to come in. Good morning, good morning to you. And then also ATS leads. People are not playing with this. I think some of you or all of you may know Brother Henry McDavid and his wife, Sister Keyshonda. Well, he knows about ATS leads and he's excited about it. And he's been giving me people from his mastermind, people leads that he knows of. He said, I think that these people would be great. They need ATS leads. I've been talking to them and they have been purchasing ATS leads. And so everybody is happy. They're excited about it. Queen Renee has also gotten some leads along with Romy Rome, Baltimore's own. Okay. So she understands. And so I'm telling y'all want to get these leads. Antonio's words, again, not mine. If I were you, I wouldn't come into Rhino Leg without any leads. That's dumb. That's what he said. Deanna told us the other day when Romy Rome gave the plug about ATS leads that once you get your leads, you're grandfathered into Rhino Leg. So, I mean, come on. That is really good, you know? $49 a month gets you 10,000 highly customizable leads every single month. So every month, you're starting off with 10,000 fresh new leads, okay? Man, okay. Leads equals money. We all know. So listen, I'm telling y'all, you know, seriously, you want to get your Exploring Alignment tickets and you want to get these leads. We're going to talk about this all throughout. Coming to y'all right now, all the way from, she's from G-Town, Galveston, Texas, okay? She is B-O-I. She is a B-O-I. Affectionately known as the Freckle One by Mr. Smith. And she loves to help out with her creativity skills any way she can. Anytime you say something to it, it just pops in her brain. Oh, you know, you can do this, you know, and it helps out every time. I come to her every time I got questions, okay? Because I know who to talk to. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Deanna Marie.
All right, can everybody hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, my phone just got bombarded with, like, I just had like 15 texts come in at the same time. Just got dog started school this morning, and I'm not adjusted. I am not adjusted, okay? There we go. All right. So, as we discussed yesterday morning, with the Exploring Alignment Conference, Antonio is going to delve deep into a few things. And so I'm going to be asking questions until then to get your brain in alignment with the conference. And one of the today, what we're going to talk about is feeling stuck and overwhelmed in your relationships and your personal journey. You know, we've all gotten to that. Can y'all hear me clearly, or is it really loud in my bedroom?
You're a little lower. I mean, you're a little low.
Yeah, I'm trying to raise my volume. Let me see. Yeah, I'm at the peak of all my volumes. Okay. Okay, so that means y'all gonna talk this morning. All right.
But say your topic one more time. Feeling stuck and overwhelmed in.
Oh, in your relationships, in your personal journey. So with that, we get stuck sometimes. We get overwhelmed. There's a lot going on in the relationships. There's a lot going. We are all still growing on a daily basis. So there are things that happen that we get to a point where we just kind of, okay, I'm not going to speak for y'all. I'll speak for me. There have been times where I've gotten to a point in relationships as well as in just in my personal journey where I hit what we call I forgot, just that fast phrase. You got the peak, you got your balance, then you got your
plateau.
And when you hit that plateau, it's a place of, okay, I'm feeling overwhelmed. I need to pause and reevaluate things. Or you're in a relationship and you're feeling overwhelmed and you need to pause and reevaluate. Or you're on your personal journey growth and you've been, you know, when we first start the journey, we're just digging in. And then we're sharing. And then we're like, wait a minute. Because we just got hit with some understanding of things and we're like, wait, so that's what that means? And you get overwhelmed with this new process and we hit a plateau. One of the things that I enjoyed the most about having Antonio coaching me was he, with his amazing niceness, you see, what he did was he would help me understand and he would walk me through how to heal myself as well as how to, not just how to heal myself, but also how to acknowledge what's going on within me, how to acknowledge what my triggers are, how to, because as he always says, if you can account for it, you can control it. He taught me how to account for things that I, first off, didn't know was there, secondly, knew was there, but didn't want it to be in existence, and third, just how to be okay with me. And in this process, he taught me about free will. And free will is a crazy thing. It really is. So today I want to talk to you all about how has Antonio's teaching helped you understand and heal your inner self? How has Antonio's teaching help you understand and heal your inner self? And I'm gonna put this question in chat.
I got it.
Okay. How has Antonio's teaching helped you understand and heal your inner self? I know for me, his teaching put a mirror to my face. Like Antonio's teaching was like him just putting a mirror to my face and say, hey, this is real you. This is what you really look like. This is how broken you are. How mean you are. This is how much of a loser you are. If y'all have ever been coached by Antonio, you've been called a loser a few times, okay? So how has Antonio's teaching helped you understand and heal your inner self? Childhood traumas, relationship issues you have with yourself, issues you have with your parents, mommy-daddy issues. Like how has Antonio's teaching helped you understand and heal your inner self? Floor is open.
Well, I have had that mirror put to my face. This is you. You're the loser. Mm-hmm. But he helped me with my anger. And he helped me. Hey, you want friends? You might want to stop being angry. Okay. You know, you want people to like you? You might want to get rid of this anger and go, you know, go do something else. You got to be friendly, you know. And you know, he told me, hey, you know, I know you love church, but some of that stuff is not help. It's not helping you. It's kind of hurting you. It's hindering you. And he just kept teaching, kept helping, you know, even though, I mean, I was mad, but he kept chipping away because he understood, hey, once you get past a certain age, when you try to open people's eyes, it gets a little violent, you know, but he kept. He kept going and he kept teaching until he hit good soil. He kept just planting seeds until he hit good soil. And it really helped me to heal my inner self. Now, I'm still healing because, you know, me, I'm like Deanna. I can't speak for Deanna, but I think she's going to agree with me. We didn't know we had childhood trauma. What? We grew up in a two-parent household, you know, we go to church and this and that and the other, but you know, when you really, yeah. So when you really sit and think about it, you know, he said, really think about it, and he'll ask questions. He asked me questions. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. When he told me my folks love me too much, I was like, wait, how can you do that? You know, but I understood where he was coming from. And so, yeah. Because he said, hey, you got to get out of this princess mode that where you think people are just supposed to do stuff for you. And it's like, you know, and so it really helped me. And understand that when he says, hey, I'm going to help, you know, when he says, hey, I'm going to take care of you, but you got to do your part too. And so I had to learn that, because when you tell me you're going to take care of me, okay, great. I ain't got to do that. No, but, you know, yeah, you got to do your part. So, yeah, he said, you got to stop with this princess stuff. You know, he didn't say stuff, but I'm going to say that right now. Okay. You feel that word in for stuff, but you got to stop that. And so I've, you know, really started to learn, hey, okay. Cause the second go around, okay. I'm not going to say second go around. This next go around, you know how you say, God don't give you second chances. He gave you another one. Yeah. So this other go around. Okay. Cause you know, yeah, I ain't gonna tell you how many times I've been fired, but but just luckily, you know, gratefully, you know, he kept working with me, and I'm showing him now, okay, I'm learning what you've been teaching me all this time, and it's coming to fruition, and I'm just grateful for it. And so I'm just going to continue to go, because I know I'm going to mess up again, not want to mess up on the same stuff, but a new, you know, new mess up. So learn another lesson, but this is how it's really been helping me to understand. Well, thank you for allowing me to share, Dee Marie.
No, thank you. And thank you for sharing. They say, y'all don't know how many times she been fired. Y'all don't know how many times I quit. Yeah, y'all don't believe that. No, but thank you for sharing, Grace. Talisha, go ahead. Floor is yours. And the question, if you guys are just joining us, the question today is, how has Antonio's teaching helped you understand and heal your inner self? Go ahead.
First, I'm going to agree with you when you said how many times you didn't quit, because that was me. Y'all know, y'all see me, and then y'all be like, what, Talisha? Oh, she just doing her thing. Let her be. I think I started with y'all. I know for sure I started in 2017. I think I was like 27 when I first got involved. And at the time, there was a lot going on. Like, I had just got laid off on a job. And I was just like, I'd be more to life than this. And I think y'all heard me share this story before, when I was just like, I had wrote a list of stuff that I wanted. This time I was into vision boards. And when I wrote the vision board, one was to see Les Brown. And it happened the same time frame that I wrote my vision board. And in the midst of that, some kind of way, I saw Antonio on Facebook and his ad. And I was just like, who is this dude? Like, I'm really liking his spiel, like his energy, everything was just right. And I was just like, I think I could learn from him. I think it was a number I had to call or something. And I called it and I spoke to either Grace or Deanna at the time. I'm not really sure. It was Deanna, because we stayed on the phone for a while. And then after that, I started speaking to Grace. So that's where that's when my journey began with Antonio, and he cut me no slack. and, you know, the whole team showed me love and welcomed me in and made me feel like a family. And that's the first time I actually felt like I was a part of a family, is when I joined the ATS. Even though you think being in foster care, that's what they're supposed to show you what family's like, and you're supposed to be, know what a family, no. This is what really started. He taught me about limited beliefs, taught me about letting go of the past. Me and Deanna was on the phone for a lot of them, because they come talking about that past. I was just like, you can't tell me to forgive this lady. You can't tell me to do this, this, and this. Do you not know? And when Deanna would tell me her stories, she said, Talisha, we are the same, we match. Like, stuff she would say, I was like, oh yeah. Like, so when she always tell me that we are one, or say it, Deanna, say it exactly the way you said.
Oh, when I saw you, I said, you are the exact same person.
Yes.
I just got a few more years on you.
Yes. So I kind of learned from Deanna and watch her, because the stuff that she experienced later on, I end up experiencing in some form or fashion. It may be different, but in some form or fashion, she's like, oh girl, I already experienced that. I've got to be in Antonio's presence. I got to be in ATS presence on numerous occasions. And I love the vibe, the energy that they bring, and the hard work that they bring to keep the business going. Grace, oh my gosh, when it comes to calls, like the sales calls, that's like a struggle for most people. I remember we had classes on that. So I didn't know Grace had to do it like full time, but I don't know if I could sign up for that one. But it just showed me that you have to really 10X everything that you want in life. And so that's the model Antonio was giving us at the time. And he still is. Another thing about marketing your business, like everything, for me to have my business the way it is going right now, as far as the background of it, everything is set up because of what ATS and Antonio has taught. I can do a landing page, I can do the marketing, you know, those are things I don't really like to do. If I could pay somebody to do it, trust me, I would. But it gave me the knowledge. He teaches us not to just pay people to do stuff, but to actually know how to do it for yourself. And I really like that part. And now he's teaching me, it's like every stage I go through, every stage I go through in life, it's like Antonio is this angel that's just been peeping through my window, or like Renee say, in my driveway. And I get on the call and y'all talking about the same crap that I'm going through currently, you know? And I know I'm not the only one. All of you, I've heard your stories, and it seems like every lesson that he's talking about, we are somewhere in that facility of going through the same issues. So with that being said, it's like, it made me understand that we're all one. It made me understand to be patient with people, you know, and that love that we have for people, we can't manifest unless we have love. Love has to overcome anything in life. And because of that, that has helped me, how can I say it, mature. Because I feel like I am a big kid. However, sometimes it's like switching, you need to mature up, grow up on certain things, you know? And so if I'm planning on doing this business thing, I have to be consistent. That's another thing he taught, is consistency. Sometimes I'm in it, sometimes I'm not. And it's all about the emotional intelligence, because I'm always thinking like, okay, I'm in my mood today. I ain't going to do nothing. You know, oh, I don't feel good. I ain't going to do it. Oh, they made me mad, so I'm not going to do this. Y'all, yesterday, because I was going through the stuff I was going through in my relationship, you know, like stuff I was telling you I went through with my ex or whatever, because that was so deep and heavy, I couldn't even focus during COVID on my business. And because I didn't, I just saw an email yesterday, y'all. A lady tried to reach back out to me in 2020 asking me, a movie producer. And she reached out to me and she asked, she's like, hey, I saw your page on Instagram. And she was like, I wanted to know if you could or would be willing to be on my movie for small businesses, right? And I'm just saying that like yesterday. That's how long it's been since I opened my business account, like my business email thing. I have not touched it because of all the, I've allowed things and situations to get in the way from my manifestation. I probably would be a lot further along had I stuck what Antonio has been telling us, you know, but my emotions weren't right at the time. And because they weren't right, they were overtaking all the creativity that I could have been having. And honestly, since I've been out of this relationship with my ex, I've now been able to, I see my creativity coming back. I see, you know, I'm able to do the things Antonio is saying. And now I'm able to like go out and hustle for the things I want now. And Nomad, I have to say thank y'all, Deanna. Grace, did you get him my teddy bear hug?
I haven't seen him. I have not.
Whenever you do, or Deanna, somebody get him my teddy bear hug. Because he reminds me of God a lot in a way, or our Father, to where it's like I'm not going to give up on you, Talisha. I'm about to tear up, guys, but I'm so sorry. Deanna, y'all have shown me so much that y'all don't give up on me, no matter what I go through, no matter how many fits I throw, no matter how long I'm not there. Every time I come back in, y'all welcome me. There's no questioning. You know, you let me be. And you still show me love, that unconditional love, and let me know that I can make it. And we're going to pick up from wherever we started. And Antonio did that the other day. I thought like, no, he's not. I'd be in my own thoughts and still allowing the universe to work and move in my life and understanding like, Tush, you don't have to worry about it. Everything's going to be taken care of. And I asked Antonio for something the other day and he was like, I got you. You're in. Don't worry about it. And I was just blown away because I was just like, but what about this? What about this? And he was just like, he doesn't come for you for anything, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like he just allow you to be who you are as he helped you grow in whatever stage you're in. So I am beyond grateful and thankful for Antonio and ATS. Grace has shared, been there for me a lot. Deanna has been there, Tempest. Oh my gosh. Shannon. So all of you guys, Romy Rome, can't forget about you. It's been many days. Romy Rome has been in the dark with me, y'all. So, and then everybody else, Mr. Phil, Ms. Susan, all of you guys have been there for me and cheered me on. And I'm grateful for the love that y'all continue to give. And all the new people that I just met, y'all have been amazing as well. So thank you. And thank you, ATS.
Hello, Felicia. Hello, Felicia. Oh, go ahead, Ms. Sandra. I heard you. I heard you. Go ahead. Is she talking or I just, or no? Oh, okay. All right, well, iPhone, I saw you unmuted if you want to go ahead and speak.
I'm at work, but y'all know. Y'all already know. You already know. You know the deal. Y'all know what's up. We like thick and thin and peanut butter and jelly. And what? If y'all haven't taken care, well, y'all already know. You know. Y'all take care of me. I'm here. Even when I'm not here. Even when I'm at the job, I'm still here. Because I gotta be. Even like last night, I couldn't answer, but I was here. I couldn't answer no questions, but I was here. I'm learning, moving, and growing. And I have to do that. I have to. When and wherever I go,
uh-oh, you lost your audio, Ms. Sandra.
Well, we know. We already know. Ms. Sandra, we know. But like you said, you already know. We do. Trust me. We do. We do. Talisha, Renee said you have such a quiet confidence. That is truly yes. But keep doing what you're doing. It's that cocoa butter.
Yeah, hold on. Talisha, Talisha, for to make me say something. Can you hear me? Can you
yes,
hear me?
Sir, we yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, we can hear you.
All right. All right. Let me. I wasn't going to talk. I'm in the studio hooking up hot bacon grease. Let's see. I just texted Deanna and Talisha. I got to ignore this call. Okay. Here we go. I just text Yana and Grace. How Talisha gets it. There's a scripture in the Bible that says that we do not fight against flesh and blood, but principalities. And this world is about energy, nothing else. And it doesn't matter if you get the conference or not. But the entire conference is about energy and the energy centers. And if I can tell y'all that throughout the history of man, every sacred text, every ascended master has told all of you that you are your issue. You are also your heaven. You're also your nirvana. You are your breakthrough. Every single problem that we have on this planet is because our energy centers are facing distortions. You can call them chakras. You can call it intuition. Whatever you may have. But most people on this planet, this illusion, can't even access their fifth, sixth, and seventh chakra. Most people cannot. Of those most people who cannot, a few can access them only when they attach themselves, mind, body, spirit, to someone who has them unlocked, depending on your fourth level of energy. Y'all call that love chakra. will you be able to access that? If that, this is why some of y'all in romantic relationships with the right person become wiser and open, and even sex with that person will open you up in ways that you have not understood, because you can only access the rest of you through that other person. Everybody here is experiencing the creator do creator things. And from that creation, we all are endowed with God power. To make this even more powerful and more simple, there is nothing that nobody on this call cannot do. The trick now becomes, how much access are you allowing what Jerome would call the Holy Spirit in you to have access to your mind, body, and spirit? The old preacher that Jerome would listen to would say there's a difference between your soul and the Holy Spirit. And then even turn right back around the same sentence and say, but they're also the same. All these things are true. Think about it this way. Let's use, for analogy purposes, Talisha came here with an endowment of 20% Holy Spirit power. Let's just say that for a moment, okay? And let's say Deanna came here with 80% Holy Spirit power. Another way to say that is, let's say Talisha has, her soul is young enough to have access to a full 10% awareness power, while Deanna, older soul, has access to 80%. They're both using the same amount of power, because Talisha's job has never been to get to 80%. That is not her soul's journey. If Talisha wants full manifestations on this planet, her only job is to access the full 10%. I'm going to say it again. Y'all keep trying to be better. That is not what God sent you to do. That's not why we're here. We're not here to get better. We are not even here to make better decisions. We're not even here to understand why we're making decisions. We are here to enjoy those decisions. That is it. I don't know what Phil and Susan got y'all reading at 5:30. I guarantee it's going to say the same thing that I'm saying right now, because that's just how God works. I promise you. I promise you. Talisha, when Talisha said, 2 years ago, my breakthrough was in my email, but my situations made me not check my email. If she did not speak on behalf of everybody on this call, that is, I don't even know, Deanna, how to make that make more sense. That's a distortion. It's that old Tibetan story about how the mud is over your gold. Yeah, I have to end because I'm talking with my camera on, but I don't want y'all to see what I'm doing. So, you know, you can't see. You're not allowed to see. That's why my camera's on. Deanna, Talisha gets it. And here's the deal, Talisha. You think, well, I don't have this. But you get it. You get it. And if, Grace, if you say to yourself, okay, I don't have what Shannon has, but I have what I have. And I can't really do what Deanna do. I can't do what Phil does. I can't do what Susan does. They're more aware than me. But what I got, I am doing at 100%. You will have far more manifestation power than me. Because when you're operating at 100% of this incarnation, there is nothing on this planet that can stop you. It does not matter if you're not as good as Adonia. If you're operating at 100% you with no distortions, then everything works out. There's only three original things on this planet. It's never going to change. It's in your Bible, Jerome. It just is what it is. It's never going to change. People say it a different way. Where I come from, it's the different way to say it. In this order, Grace, you have love. Then you have light, and you have free will. Love is a feminine energy. So when I hear people say God is a woman, I actually agree. Because God is love. And every single, I wish I would have had a few more feminists that would agree with that, but I guess y'all programmed. That's okay. Every single thing, Grace, that happens through this world is love. The problem is, you're not intentionally creating a reality in which you love. So you get a version of love you hate. I'm not looking at y'all, but I know if anybody got what I just said, Phil should have got what I just said. Every single thing on this planet.
Watch yourself.
We get the prelude to the conference. Keep speaking, brother.
Yes, sir. The entire conference is about distortions and energy. If I can get y'all to receive that you're in relationship with Gaia, you're in relationship with this world. And the reason why you don't have what you want is because you suck at relationships. Relationship with yourself, relationship with your self-talk, relationship with money. How can you love God but have money problems? Because you have a relationship problem with God when it comes to providing for you. You think God provides for other people. But when it comes to God providing for you, you're guilty.
Sir, I told you once before to stop telling these people my business, all right? Stop it.
Love, light, free will. Everything in this world, get ready now, you can have it back. I got to go back to recording. Every single thing in this world is love, Talisha. What you experienced was you shaped this reality into your benefit, which was, let me not love myself. So allow me to draw somebody in my life who does not love me, so I can miss my opportunity because I don't love me. And if I tell you that's the greatest thing that ever happened to you. Anyway, go ahead, Phil.
And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make.
There it is. Deanna, you got it back. Talisha gets it. Even in y'all misunderstanding, when you recognize why you misunderstanding, you are far more further than you've ever been. Talisha, God ain't never take you somewhere to hurt you. Never. It's never happened. And your ex and you missing your breakthrough and all that pain you did and your daughter seeing that pain was the kindest, most evilest thing God could have done to you. Not only could it have been worse, but it pushed you not only to pray, but to be. We didn't come here to know stuff, Grace. We came here to be stuff. Oh my God. Okay, go ahead, y'all.
This is easy, buddy.
embrace it. I'm not for a minute. Y'all hear me better?
We hear your background.
No, those don't have the noise cancellation down. You need to put the ones with the noise cancellation in.
Why she's doing that? Watch
the
yourself,
devil
sir.
Is a liar. The
that's
devil
it. Is a liar. That's it.
Better?
Yes.
Yeah. That's an Apple product. Okay. Apple. That just goes to show you why they have $3 trillion company. That was okay. It was 1,000% difference.
But before she goes, we didn't come here to do stuff. We came here to be stuff. Okay, sir. All right. Okay. I hear you.
Yes, it's the truth. It is the truth. You're a human being. Jesus did not save your soul until he was a being. Anyway.
Okay, so that part right there. When you started saying that, it started clicking with me. And then one of the other...
If you're an entrepreneur or a business owner aiming to expand or manage your online presence, Dynadot is the perfect partner for you. At Dynadot, registering for a domain is not just easy, it's cost-effective. With services like their free domain privacy, free website builder, and free email address with every registration, along with the robust platform for domain investors to buy or sell domains, Dynadot matches the need of growing digital brands. Their tools are designed for everyone and require no technical knowledge whatsoever. Everything is built with accessibility in mind, from the advanced domain search to their intuitive website builder. On their platform, you'll find industry-low domain registration prices with domain extensions specifically for entrepreneurs like you who are ready to make their next big moves. Secure your website's domain name today with Dynadot and let your online journey take off. Visit Dynadot.com/success to get started. That's Dynadot.com/success to get started. That's Dynadot.com/success to get started.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That one of the other things that Antonio taught me that stuck with the most for me, I didn't know who I was. And when he first started coaching me, it was, well, who do you want to be? So for me, the healing for me was being okay with not knowing. And then from there, like you said, just being. Like, okay, this is who I am. So we was on the back porch of the old office. And we were sitting back there watching some kind of video. I can't remember what video it was. He was smoking a cigar. I was smoking something. I can't remember. and he said, who do you want to be? No, I think I asked him the question. I said, what do you do when you don't know who you are? Yes, he said, well, who do you want to be? I said, well, I want to be this. He said, to just be that. And I was like, but then I have to figure out who I am first. It's like, no. He said, you have the best starting point. You don't know. So now you can just create from not knowing. And when I tell you that's all I've been doing, but like Felicia said, and like Antonio just broke down, going through that process and healing from old wounds and finding out that that triggers actually existed and not had that part right there just really did another on me, like trigger. He just saying, you're triggered, like, what are you talking about? I'm gonna be a trigger. But figuring that part out and then moving through that, like that mirror to my the greatest thing he ever told me. Was the one thing I ever wanted to fight him over. He told me my son was a loser and that I was raising a loser. That is the greatest thing he ever did for me. Because prior to me getting pregnant, I was in a life of just stagnancy. I was okay with how everything was. I didn't want anything better for myself. I was happy with this, what I was doing. I wasn't happy. I was, what's the word I'm looking for? Displacement. And then from there, I got pregnant. And here comes God. And everything I ever wanted to do, I looked at that little boy. And I was like, okay, I got to do more. So my son moved me to even reach out to him. But after I've actually given up like on everything. And here comes this little boy and I'm like, okay, gotta do something. like I can't keep doing what I was doing. And here I'm thinking, I'm being a great mom, I'm doing the greatest thing ever. And here comes Antonio saying, no, you're a loser. And I'm like, hello, first off, why can't you talk to me? You don't know me like that. Secondly, why can't you talk to me? Because I know who I am. I didn't, but I did. My representative knew who I was, but I did. And then when he said, so you're a loser, and he's your son's a loser. And at this point, I'm ready to throw heat. It was the greatest thing he ever did because it made me look at me. It really, when it sunk in with me, the shame, and when I realized everything Don's ever going to learn is going to come from me. Me and his father are going to be the two that shapes who he becomes. So what have I shaped him to become thus far? And that is what started my journey. Like, that moment started my journey. Yeah, I was in the leadership class. Yeah, I was doing this. Yeah, I was doing that. But that moment started my journey because I realized in order for my son to be the greatest expression of himself, I have to give him an example of how that looks. So what am I doing with my life? Then Antonio just put in the chat, everyone needs to stop growing and just be amazingly content with where you are. Because where you are is where God wants you to be. You have not messed up God's plan for you, and you cannot, but your attitude about your life will certainly put you on a longer road and delay that plan. And when I say y'all don't care, I don't know if it'll be delayed. Oh, okay. But now I'm gonna turn this back over to you guys. And the question that we're answering today is, let's go back up to the question. How has Antonio's teaching helped you understand and feel your inner self? And the floor is now open, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm putting the question back in the chat for you all. The floor is open. Still, I'd like to answer the question. How has Antonio's teaching helped you understand and feel your own self? The floor is open.
You know what, Deanna? I'll say something. I wasn't going to, because I don't want to pump his ego up. But some of you know my experience was I met him at a Les Brown event in Florida, and you know there was a little arrogance that popped out of him, and he stood in front of me, and I was like, well, you know. Anyway, so that experience was interesting, but I connected with him through his classes or courses sometime thereafter. It wasn't right immediately after, but it was interesting because during that particular conference, Antonio had done a class, and I really wanted to go because of the topic, but I didn't want to go because it was him teaching it. So I went across the hallway to a how to write a book session, and though it was decent, it really wasn't a session I should have been in. And what frustrated me afterwards is when we came out, he was still going. It was standing room only. People was in it. So obviously I had a little attitude about that, but that was my initial connection with him. Then I started following him, so on and so forth. And that was when Tempest was there and what have you. Then I had the audacity to surrender and allow him to coach me. And again, I had some reluctancy because I'm thinking this dude is a know-it-all. And I didn't feel that I would be a good coaching candidate. And he's somebody who now admits he really doesn't like coaching. But the experience, though I tried to fight it, was extremely helpful. Because again, something I said months ago, I did not know I was broke until I broke. And that still is my mantra, because I knew I had self-esteem issues. I knew I had challenges. I knew, life in my eyes was difficult. In hindsight, it was not difficult. It's just I had challenges, and that's what happens in life. So I had to understand that as I grew up and became the adult that I finally believe I am. But his coaching, I was hesitant about, just again, for the reasons of me, what I believed to be the case about him. But in the grand scheme of things, as kind and know-it-all as he is, he really knows and scares me how he processes and how much he does know. And the information provided was, you got to deal with that mess that you got. You know, that those, because I'm a feelings person. I feel everything. And I live off of feelings. So how I feel determines my actions. I needed to get over that. You'll feel, you, even when you don't feel like doing something, you might still need to do it, right? So that coaching, I was going to say I was already grown up, but really grew me up. It really grew me up, because I realized there were things I had not addressed that I thought I had addressed. But it was easy after talking with him and having him in our spirit of how we coached with each other. It really took something that I already knew and cemented it for me. It made me say, I get it. I already knew, I just never implemented because I didn't feel like it, or I was too busy or whatever. So Antonio really has, I hope he ain't listening, he really has an influence on me. And I really appreciate that about him. Even though he's a knucklehead, I'm really glad my brother's my brother, because I really feel like a grown up now. And he had a lot to do with that. So I do, I enjoy the fun of being friends with him and a partner. I'll call myself a partner with him now, because even though he gets on my nerves sometimes, I really like and respect Antonio.
Thank you so much, Ms. Adonia. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Who else would like to answer the question? How does Antonio teaching help you understand and feel your inner self? The lines are open. Do we have a new caller?
Sure. I guess I'll say something. As I'm getting profit up and rolling for the day, you know, I really thought that, oh, come on, you can come back. Come on. I thought that, you know, I was raised from light and love, and I was like, okay. And, but, you know, I experienced some licks growing up, but I was like, oh, you know, such is life. It's not really a big deal. Yeah, it happened, but just keep moving. But it was creating a lot of, kind of like, you know, you have an earthquake, you know what I'm saying? The earthquake may be gone, but you can still feel the aftershocks of it. And some of those things were still following me into my adult life, but I didn't, you know, I didn't understand them. I just was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with them. I mean, you know, forgive, yeah, but not really understanding kind of some of the seeds that were popping up still in my life. And I was like, okay, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. Okay, just, oh, well, accept it and move on. But I really thought that Antonio was very, I was like, okay, there was of course a bluntness about him, but I'm kind of used to being around blunt people, because I'm like, shoot, man, you guys know who I'm with. I mean, you can't get more blunt than that. You cannot. And my family is very, very blunt. So I'm like, okay, so there's a bit about Antonio. I'm like, shoot, man, I can work with this, because it's not, but I did wonder, like, who the time that Prophet was spending with you guys. I was like, shoot, man, you supposed to be doting on me. You know, but you on these calls, I'm supposed to be the one at the forefront of your mind. I mean, I'm just saying, but you getting on these calls, and I'm like, shoot, man, I'm being malnourished here. But anyway, but I, getting on, and everybody was all welcoming and still continues to be welcoming. It was like, oh, that's clean. Oh, okay. We've heard so much about you. And I'm like, okay. All of you guys know about me. I'm like, dang, Jay really talks a lot. And I guess immediately I'm like, shoot, man, I don't like people who talk too much. I don't know. But it helped me to realize those different fruits that I had. And I was like, oh, shoot. And there was quite a few times, I think it was one time in particular where Antonio was talking to me and I can't even remember what he was saying, but I was mad as hell. And Uncle Romeron picked up on it. And he said, man, Renee just looked hot. And I was, man. I thank God that I wasn't physically in the same room, because I could see me just tearing up some stuff because I was hot. I said, no, he did not just come into my driveway and snuff me. He snuffed me. Oh, it's giving me flashbacks thinking about it right now. There we go. But it did help me. So I'm grateful I wasn't able to go gospel gangster. But, you know what I'm saying? There's been a lot of hits, but it has truly blessed me, because it has helped me to be like, you know what? I got to watch my law of attraction. Now I actually know what that is, instead of being like, well, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Cause you, there's so many different things that I had no idea about, but it brought it to me. And I was like, okay, now I am really watching what my law of attraction is, I'm also watching what I am allowing, what I'm allowing people to plant in me that is coming up in my life. What am I planting in my own garden? What am I saying to myself? There are a lot of things that I said, I can't do this. You can't do this, Renee. You can't do this. And so I walked away from stuff because I was like, you know, you can't do that. So you might as well just walk right, just walk away. Cause you, that ain't you, Renee. That sabotager was crazy thick. And even though I still see the sabotager come up, I know when it's coming out. And I'm like, shoot, man, that means all the more reason why I'm gonna take that ammunition and run with it. And I'm gonna put myself out there even more, even when that sabotager be like, uh-uh, Renee, you can't do this. Yes, I can. Yes, I can, because I am Renee. And what does Renee do? I get it done. That's what Renee does. So you can sit over there and I'm gonna continue to grow. So I think I was in a cocoon at first getting on, and now I'm emerging as my pretty butterfly. So it makes sense. I'm still learning. I'm still learning. I'm still seeing different things about myself that I'm like, wow, I didn't know. But now I just look forward to just learning even more what's on the inside of me. And I'm just, so yeah, Antonio, all of you guys, man, I got so many twin flames with you guys, because a lot of you guys be like, oh yeah, Renee, I think the exact same way. And I'm like, oh, I got a home. I'm weird, and all you guys are weird, but I mean that in a great way. And it's so cool because a lot of you guys be like, oh yeah, Renee, I do the same thing. And I'm like, oh. Now people ain't gotta look at me like I got two heads. You guys are like, shoot, Renee, I've been thinking that way for a long time. I'm like, oh yay. Okay. So there's a lot of reassurance and you feeling like that you actually belong, because there's a few people that I know I belong, but when you actually see people and they're like, oh yeah, and Renee, you can do this, go ahead, and Grace be call me and be like, you okay, Renee? Or you gonna be like, you know what I'm saying, I'll get a message from her or Talisha and be like, you know, she'll just randomly call me and I'll be like, oh wow. And I'm like cool, and we'll be talking it up. And all of you guys are just welcoming, and it really helps me to continue to shine this light that I've got, because it's, man, this light that's in me, I'm just grateful because it continues to shine bright because of all of you. And so, yeah, I know this is probably one of the things that Prophet would never, ever let me get by off of, because it'd be like, yep, see, Renee, you got on the calls like I told you to. Yeah, I'm never, ever, ever going to live that down. See, there we go. I'm going to have to snuff them. But anyway, but yeah, I've learned a lot and I'm continuing to learn a lot and I'm reading a whole lot more. So I'm just like, and it has helped me to realize what I have been sent here to do, because writing was just a passion for me. And then it was here that I said, oh, you should do something with that, Renee, because that's a skill that you love to do. Here we go. So, so I just thank God. Thank God for all you guys. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much for sharing. Go ahead, Talisha. Thank you, Renee.
Well, I've talked, so I want to make sure that I have to say something before I talk.
Okay, so does anyone else have anything before we let Talisha back on the line? All right, no new callers? Okay, Talisha, it's all yours.
Okay. So another thing I want to mention that Antonio has taught a lot and helped me understand is all his teachings has also helped me install this stuff in my daughter. And sometimes, you know, kids, they just want to go play. But sometimes I'm like, get your game and just come sit by me. I don't tell her to listen to the call, because if you tell her that, then they're not going to pay attention. So I just get your game and come sit by mommy, you know. And every once in a while, I'll hear her say, like, say if I'm having a bad day or I'm not doing something right, she will pop one of Antonio's teachings to me. She does that. And I was just like, oh, she'd be listening. Okay.
You didn't mess up. So, you didn't mess up because he didn't hear everything you just said. You didn't mess up. Okay. And she drew.
So I was just like, I'm grateful that she's like my backbone in a lot of stuff. I think Antonio and Deanna sent y'all a message. And remember, it was literally the day, 2 days ago, I believe, she sent me this. Give me a second. Let me go grab it, if y'all don't mind. Miss Deanna said, okay, I go grab it.
No, yes, please. Y'all, I see doing that. Let me tell y'all something. Having Antonio's message come out of the child's mouth, it does something to you. It does something to you. Because God will say something to me, and I'll look at him. I'm like, what did you say? He's like, oh, I didn't say anything, mommy. And then keep doing what he's doing. I'm like, dude, that's very what you said. And then in the back of my head, I was like, this comment is the exact same thing Antonio would have said. Go ahead, please.
So she sent me this, like I was going to go networking event or something I was going to do. And she was like, mom, before you go, I need to give you this. And so if you guys can see this right here, I don't know if you can see it clearly, but she said, this is for you. And this right here is a bill of $1 million. And underneath the bill, she said, this paper right here, she said, this is real, meaning this money is real. Right. And so that's something Antonio taught us. Money is just paper. And my daughter believes that money is just paper. So this is the bill that she gave me. And then on top of that, she said, go get the money. I love you and have an exciting day. Then inside of it, she put another note. It says, dear mom, I want you to follow and make your dreams come true. All of us believe in you. Do you believe in you? And she said, with God, infinite love, have an amazing day. This is from a fifth grader, y'all, a 10-year-old. So it tells you that she listens to the teachings. It tells you that she understands. So yesterday we had orientation, and I'm going to get to the point. We had orientation yesterday. Her math teacher has this great program that he's installing into the classrooms, and it's teaching them about money, right? And he was just like, I'm going to be hard on your kids. He said, because I'm not just preparing them for fifth grade, but they will be learning sixth grade level work as well, right? Which I'm not worried about that. Nellie is up there. I've taught her sixth grade level work as well. However, the way he did it, if I have not known Antonio before that orientation, I probably like, oh, I probably wouldn't like been all like all the other parents and now, oh, this is amazing. This is great. Right. And the way he explained how he's going to teach them wealth was bumping against everything that Antonio taught me. Because what he was teaching is teaching them honestly was stuff that you have to, how to survive in society. That's basically what he's teaching you. He's not teaching you how to be a wealth builder, how to be an entrepreneur, how to go out there and get it. You know what I mean? He's teaching you, oh, you got to pay rent. You know, the life skills, you're going to have to pay rent. He did like a program with, he gives them fake money, but the money is actually looks like real money. When they start his class today, they're going to have $150 to walk in his class. Every month, they have to give him $150 for rent. To earn more money, they have to do different things. Like their grades got to be good. Their behavior have to be good. And then they get to get jobs. And you have to fill out an application to get those jobs. Right? So it's a lot. It's in tune. I love it. However, I told Nell, I was like, I love what your teacher's doing. I said, but don't forget Antonio's teachings. She said, I won't, mommy. Because, you know what I mean? Because she's in the school system. they're going to teach a certain way, but I want her to learn that. But I also want you to remember what Antonio said. I want her to be real around, if that makes sense. So that's what I have to say. I've been waiting for Antonio to start ATS Kids. It's still out there. It's been a long journey, but I'm waiting for that ATS Kids to pop out. But he's taught, don't think that you're just teaching us, Antonio. Our kids are definitely listening.
Talisa, you've already started ATS Kids.
Well, thank you. Thanks. I didn't know that.
Listening ATS Kids is on and popping, up and coming. I can't say too much about it until he say, okay, let's do it. But he it is. Trust and believe. Like, hey, you're gonna go through that now, okay? All right, so who else? Who else would like to tell us? Oh, I've got to go back to the question. How has Antonio Tucci helped you understand and feel your inner strength? The floor is open. Do you have any new callers on the line? DJ, please.
All right. Poppy wants to answer.
Okay, come on, Poppy.
Can you guys hear him?
The main thing is I was broken when I came the ATS, and listening to Antonio, I never forget the video that he recorded and left on Facebook. That recording touched me. It touched a lot of people's lives. It touched my life. I never thought I would be the person that I am today because of the bishop. Learning that I am somebody. You've been taught that from a child. You are somebody, but to really know that you're God, they don't teach you that in church. They don't teach you that in religion. They teach you that rely on him and everything else will be all right. If you suffer with him, you'll reign with him. All that good stuff. But learning from the bishop how to meditate, how to affirm, how to make your life better. I got a book out and got another one coming out soon. So that's because of him and because I listened. And at first I'm like, I'm nobody. I can't do this. I'm handicapped. I'm in the bed. But then between him and Mr. Phil, I never forget. From the bed to the bank. I never forget that. It's always in the back of my head, from the bed to the bank. I'm gonna come out with a book about that. I don't know how, but when I hit these millions, that's when now my book is gonna come out, from the bed to the bank. And definitely Mr. Field and Bishop is gonna be mentioned. So it's just a lot. And I'm learning to be myself and be real. And if you like me, you like me. If you don't, the hell with it. I'm going to move on and do what I got to do. So thank you for letting me share.
No, sir. Thank you for sharing. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, and profit, that from the bed to the bank, all of the documentation, all of the videos that you've been doing so far, like going and working out, the conversations you and Renee have, the moves from one place to the next, the growth in your finances, you already started your book.
Indeed. I said.
So I'm looking forward. I got you. I'm looking forward to that. somebody go look at that book and be like, what do you mean for the bears and babes?
Man, I look forward to writing it already. I'm gonna get my fee off top from the back end. Yes, I am. Well, I did marry you for your credit score. I'm just saying.
May you be so wrong.
What? He said he married me for my money.
I did.
There you go. See? So I married him for his credit score. I mean, I got the money. He got the credit score. Hey. Here comes
the dynasty.
Hey,
it's Jay. I love y'all so much.
We love you more.
So, do you have anyone else on the phone line today? Yes. I mean, radio station. So do we have anyone else who would like to open up and tell us how Antonio's teachings have helped you understand and heal your inner self? Okay, Felicia. Lumbaro.fm. Anyone else? One of the things that Antonio has done that has helped me understand who my inner self is, that it used to run me so hot, I used to want to cuss him out, I ain't even gonna lie. He used to always say, it's always 2 years. I don't know who's showing up today. And it used to run me so hot. Oh, he used to love me. What do I do? It ain't me. What was me? What are you talking about? And then I started realizing, oh, he's talking about this you, the nice bubbly you, and then the other you is the one that don't do nothing. That say, that toss two little fingers up to the world and be like, forget everything. And then, and so the more he kept saying that, one day, I don't know what happened, but one day it just clicked. I'm like, I don't want to be too mean anymore. So I started going through the process of figuring out who is the second me. Where did she come from? How did she come to be? And the more, and then he started, so that's when I started learning about shadow work and especially in meditation. And I started realizing any. My other me is where all the other me is where all of my triggers, it was her. That was that. So anytime I operated from that Deanna, nothing got done. And she was around 75% of the time. Let me not lie, y'all. I'm sorry. She was around 90% of the time. Let me not lie. And so then he told me, become okay with her. And you don't have to get rid of her, but become okay with her. Like, and then he started telling me, you have to give your pain a voice. And I didn't catch that at first. And as I started catching it, I was like, okay. You know, heard me say, give it a voice. Acknowledge that it's there. And that's where I got that from. Because when he said give the voice, I didn't catch him. And I guess he felt that I didn't catch what he meant by that. And that's when he was like, acknowledge that this is the pain that you're feeling and this is how you're feeling. Because what you can account for, you can control. If I wasn't accounting for the fact that at that moment I was pissed off, I can't control my reactions and my responses to my hostility. If my heart was broken at that time and I didn't acknowledge the fact that, yeah, my heart hurts, like this really hurt my feelings, then I can't control my responses. Therefore, here I am having these huge adult temper tantrums. And it's like, dude, you should, and I got to the point, like, dude, you should open it. you almost 40. Like, you can't keep having temper tantrums. So that's another way that Antonio's teaching helped me understand and heal my inner self. So is there anyone else? If not, we will shut it down early today. Anyone else? Or is anyone else on the phone line, please?
Last thing, it's another one that he always says that gets on everybody's nerves. I know, I can talk for you right now. He'll say, check yours. It's, you know what? Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
How about you check yours? Okay, I mean, well, let's
wait. Okay.
I didn't know I can't say that.
Right. You mad at him. You mad at him, but you know he right. Okay. And that's why you're mad at him, because you know he right. You know. But you know, anytime he tells you something and if you start to have doubt in what he's saying, he say, oh, don't believe me? Check your harvest. All right. But yeah, that's it's pretty much. You know, he'll punch you in the face, but he's teaching you, hey, okay. I can't tell people God is good if I keep asking Jerome for $40 every time. Every week. Let me get that. I'm going to get paid. You know, I can't tell you that, you know. How is your God good? But you always need money from me. What is going on? But no, seriously. Yeah, things like that. And, you know, it's them zingers that get you. But when you really stop, sit back and listen and think, okay, yeah. And once you sit down and really say, okay, let me look at this. Let me check my harvest. Okay. Well, if I keep doing this, this is the harvest that I don't want. But I'm going to keep getting this harvest that I don't want if I keep doing the same thing. So, you know, he really does. He really does help you. You got to be in the mindset to receive and be open. So that's all for me.
No, I thank you, Grace. I thank you so much for saying that. Because what switched it for me when he was saying check your harvest was that day, that time he told us the story about the barren tree, and it looked all good from a distance, looked like it had the most wonderful fruit on it, and Jesus walked up to it, and that sucker was barren, and Jesus cursed it. That story scares the hell out of me, too. Okay, let me tell y'all something. Because every time he said check your harvest, I started thinking about that tree. And so I would ask myself, Deanna, are you the barren tree? Are you the tree that looks good from a distance so when people come up to you, you have nothing to give them? Or are you going to be a fruitful tree and bear a harvest? That's the conversation I started having with myself after him. After when he said, take your harvest, and then he started telling about the tree. I don't ever want Jesus or God to look at me and be like, you know what? You fake. You are cursed. You will never bear. You will never have a harvest. I don't want that. Like, that's piercing me. And I know he's capable. And I know he's able. And I just don't want it. So, yeah, that chicken worries, right? I used to use every cuss word in the book in my head when he used to say, check your harvest. I'm like, please, listen, you check your own harvest. And then I had to stop for a second and be like, wait a minute. Yeah, I know where your fruit. Yes, ma'am. Love you and profit as well. Y'all be careful, be safe. Positive energy on your appointment today. They're going to stop his legs and both of them going to jump. And then he's going to jump up and walk and start running. All right. Yeah, if there is nothing else that anyone would like to share today on how Antonio's teachings have helped you understand and heal your inner self, Grace, go ahead and put the link back out. If you want to go ahead and get your tickets to the Alignment Conference, remember, there's other things coming with the Alignment Conference. Antonio has not given me permission to say what it is, so I won't. But you do get the video. You get lifetime access to the video. Now, if you want to pay $49 or $97, that's up to you. But you do get the video. And something else, but I can't say it because he ain't given me permission to say it yet. But join us for exploring. Join us for exploring alignment. I'm excited because I will be a student. And I love being a student of Antonio's because it's gotten me this far. It's helped me redirect my path and my journey. And I don't cuss as many people out as I used to. So, you know, I think I'm on the right path. I don't get as angry as I used to, you know. I don't have as many temper tantrums as I used to. I'm not as mean as I used to be. So I think I'm on the right path. But I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us. Oh. I love you all. Go ahead.
Also, don't sleep on these ATS leads, okay? I'm going to repeat what he said this morning. Hey, if I were you, I wouldn't get into Rhino Leg without any leads. That's dumb. That's what he said, okay? When you get ATS leads, you are grandfathered into Rhino Leg. I don't know how else to say that to you, okay? You are grandfathered into Rhino Leg, so you have leads to go in there. So all you got to do is when they're there, hey, okay, got these emails to give to my leads, and they'll be automated. So they, okay, this is what they do. Okay, y'all, come on, don't sleep on this. $49 a month for 10,000 highly customizable leads. I understand you saying, well, I don't know what to do with it right now. Don't worry about it. Okay, you know they'll be there. You know, and more will come every month. So when you do figure it out and you be like, okay, I got it now, you got leads to work with. So I'm telling y'all.
Better to have and not need than to need and not have. Thank you all so much for joining us. You can't put better. You can terminate. Love you all.
Love you, boy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.